Moreover, they made a beginning of Bia like an end of a Bia. Almost it's like a set of Chacham is mute. Take it away. Take it right. Doesn't we don't learn this way. Omelay said, no, loy. Or it meant he asked some questions, should I take it away? Omelay said back to him, loy, no, and let's fix it up. This is what I meant to say. Also, goymer shaloy kedaka b'shikha rufa loy mechayif. It made a case where a man made a gemar bia with her, but shaloy kedaka on the back side, not in the front, and the shikha rufa, slokha is taka the man is potter. The same thing, kemora kedaka, the same way if you live with her the normal way, just you only made a tchilas bia, he's potter. Why? The shikh vazeriksiv. Torah says the shikh is there only when you make a gemar bia in the right place. Then the price means like this, miskavein shaloi kedaka, if he had kabbonah to live with her, but he did it shaloi kedaka, so he's potter b'shivcha, the pturin, kein the miskavein, the shikh miskavein. The same way, no, it's like this, yeah, miskavein shaloi kedaka, b'shivcha is potter like an enemy miskavein. The same thing, the shikh vazeriksiv. So it has to be the bia kedakai and not a bia shloi kedakai. Near, if the person's awake, the man's awake, but he has a bia shloi kedakai b'shivcha, also the pterim is potter, ki yoshim, like he's sleeping. My time is the same thing, the shikh vazeriksiv. So nimsa comes out, mischavein v'yamora b'shivcha, the man has kavanah to live with her, but he only makes a tchilas bia mora, and the shivcha, in the same halacha, kishenim mischavein, the cholarois is like he's ain't mischav mecholarois that he's potter. Yoshon kedarko, if he's sleeping and he does the kedarko, is kiyoshon darois the same thing like he's sleeping by rest is potter. Nimtze comes out near shaloi kedarko b'shivcho kiyoshon cholarois. If he's awake, but he makes the biyish like kedarko, also he's potter by shivcho, just like somebody sleeping b'cholarois. So can't think of me to teach us is. That by Shiv Harufa is new halacha. The pasuk says Shich Vazera that you only chayv if you live with her on normal bia, a regular way, and on complete bia. If you do it shaloi kedaka, just make him aura, beginning of a bia, you're potter by Shiv Harufa. Shehadin lecha abba mechusik apara. Now the Mishnah says Omru loy. Let's see what's in the Gemara. I think it means when Eidechot says to somebody, Ochal to chaylif, I saw you eat chaylif, and you did it b'shaygig. So halacha is maybe chatis. He has a right not to bring a korban chatis. Let's say an Eidech that says you ate chalif. Another rate says, no, you did not eat chalif. Locheris may be Yoshim Toli. In such a case, he doesn't know what to do. So it's like a suffix now whether he really ate the chalif or not. So he's supposed to bring a Yoshim Toli. You have a doubt whether he did the Avera, you should bring a Yoshim Toli. What's going to be Eidoim or Ochal? One Eid said he did eat. He says, no, I did not eat. So Potter, because he's Neman more than there, he could be Machish, the Eidechot. What's going to be Shnayim Oimim Ochal? Two Eidim said that you ate. Vuay Meloy Chav. He says back, no, I did not eat. So then is Rabbi Meir Mechay. Rabbi Meir says, still you chayv a korban. Two Eidim, I believe, more than you. So the chayv you a korban. Rabbi Meir. In Meviyu Shnema, they misa chamur of two Eidim, I believe, to make you chayv misa. Lo Yivyu, they korban a cow. Aren't they for Shonem, they chayv you a korban. So we believe two Eidim more than you. Omruloy, the Chom say back, Rabbi Meir, no. If the person could answer back and say, true, I agree, I ate it. But I ate it b'mezid. If he eats it b'mezid, he's put them in a korban. So therefore, now that he says, lo yachalti, also we believe him. So see in the Gemara, it's machlokes, why do we believe him against two eidim? See in the Gemara. What's going to be, ochal chaylev, v'chaylev b'elamacha? Say a person eats one kezayas of chaylev, then he eats another kezayas of chaylev, with one forgetting. Is ain't a chayv alacha, there's only chayv one korban. Since it was only with one forgetting, it's like one big maisa. What's going to be ochal chelav adam a pig of noisa belamachas? He ate the kezayis of chelav, kezayis of adam, kezayis of pig of noisa belam, one forgetting. Chavikolachas viyachas, because each one's a separate averus. He's chayv a separate chatas for each one. Zeh chaim with this lechumra b'minim harbu a different minim averus. Over mimin echad one type of a min. Since it's one min, one chelav, either two times, it's only one avera. But the chayma there is a chumra b'min echol is one type of a min over minam harbe. What does that mean to say? What's going to be shemorchol kechatzi zayis, and then v'yochol kechatzi zayis achar. Belamachos is one forgetting. So you ate first the chatzi zayis of chaylev, and then you ate another chatzi zayis later with one forgetting. So mimin echol chayiv. If it's both the chatzi, both chaylev, then you mitzarf the two and you be chayiv. But Mishnei Minapoto, since you only had a Chatzik Zayis of Chelev, and then you had a Chatzik Zayis of Noiser, of Pigul, since each one by itself was only a Chatzik Zayis to be Potter, here you can't be Mitzvah to put the different Minim together. So Mishnei Minim and Chelev here to be Potter. Yeah. That's like this. Ketoni, it says, Omru loi or chalti chelif. Says the Mishnah, if somebody said to this person, you ate chelif, so maybe chatis. So the question is, Omru kama, how many people told him he ate the chelif? Kama heaven, train, half minu is Omru means two people told him. What does he say back? What does he say back to them? Let me, if you want to tell him with the shosik, he keeps quiet, like a he doesn't argue against them. Elo shtiko the train, who the maybe chatis. That if the Mishnah means in such a case where the person is keeping quiet, means he admits. So we already tell me that Omru means only two Eidim say so. Then is Chayav the Korban. Mashmah, if only one Eid tells him he keeps quiet, he's Potter. Why should that be? That doesn't make sense. You want to tell me like that? If so, Eim Mitzios, was the middle case, say? Eid Oimer Oichavu, Oimer Loyachalti, that he's Potter. But the Deik is time, why is the Potter the Machashle? Because he's arguing and saying, no, I did not eat it. Mashmal b'shosik, we keep quiet though, Mechayv, he would be Chayv the Korban. For Kol Shrein Trey, Navad, if two Eidim say you ate and he kept quiet, he's Chayv the Korban. So what's on the ratio? You want to tell me that the ratio means with two Eidim said he ate and he kept quiet, he's Chayv. So you want to make a dig of one? No, it's not true, even if one tells him he keeps quiet, he's Chayv. So Mora says, rather the Kramachashlu, that the ratio is talking about where two Eidim said he ate Chayv, and he disagrees and says, no, I did not eat it. And the Mishnah says, "Lo is chayv korban." If so, Mani, who is the Mishnah called? Then Rabbi Meir he, the Yom that Rabbi Meir holds, Hachosha devei tre lav Hachosha. That when you argue against two Eidim, we don't believe you. It means nothing. Two is nemen against one. Mas Abba, what do you want to say to the Rabbanon? Zol Potter. According to Rabbanon, Taki Potter. If so, Mike, what is the ratio coming teaches then? Or Mike Mashmo misay pesham minor. This is the machlokes in the sefer of the Mishnah. So Mora says that's not a kasha. I'll tell you how Kamash, this is the Mishnah to teach us. That Dov is there, this first halacha, the Mishnah, you should know that if you say the Rashi is talking about two Eidim, and he was Machish, he said, no, I did not eat. And the Mishnah says, Yechai, the Korban Katis. I tell you, that's going according to Rabbi Meir. But really, you should know, it's a Machlekes Rameyev Rabbanan. Yeah. But Dov is there, Machlekes Rameyev Rabbanan. Wudu Kamachishlu. In a case only where, even though two Eidim said you ate, if you're Machish, that's a Machlekes Rabbanan, says such a case, you're part of the Korban. He could the army something like this, no. Omrulay, when the Mishnah starts off, the first case is Omrulay, Namichad Korulay. Omrulay could also mean one aid. It doesn't have to mean two, it can mean one aid. The Tanan would learn like this. For Isha Sholach Balam Dinas Yom. An Isha that her husband left her went over the sea. Ubov Yomulay, Nemusu means Neidecha came and told her, Meiz Balecha, that your husband died. So then you're allowed to believe in Edech, she's allowed to remarry. For this case, she got remarried. For Yachakach, then later, Bobaila. So her first husband came back, but he was really alive. So then it's Tetzim Mizeh Mizeh. She loses out. She's also both for the first husband, because she lived with the second man. And she's also for the second man also, because she's an Eishah Sish for the first man. The kind when we hold over there, the Afilu Bechad, there the Alokha is even where one aide told her she can get married. So even though the Lashon is Omrulay, Omrulay is Lavdav Ketu. The Rabbanan Taka gave her right to believe the Eidechon, but only because she has to check it out very carefully and make sure the husband's really dead. So therefore, if the husband later we find out was not dead, it's a little bit her fault, so she's not called an Einis, she's a little bit called a Meshaygig. And therefore, she's also to both the first husband and the second one. But I call upon a Mesid Lashon of Omrulay could apply to an Eidechon also. So Melev Ochinami here also now Mishnah, the Tony Omrulay, Mashma Filo Eidechot. So our beginning of the Mishnah means if a Neidecha told him that he ate Chalif. The question is, well, who might come? What did he say? Learn if you want to tell me the Komachish lay. We're talking about right now, he was Machish. And he said, no, I did not eat. So then, me Maisa, does it bring a Korbin for Katani Mitzioso? Mitzioso says that Neidecha lay moich. Neidecha says, I ate. Vuayim, a Neidecha says, I saw you eat Chalif. Vuayim, he says back to them, lo yechalti, I did not eat. Alochar is potter. So the ratio, so the Sefer says you potter, the ratio can't say Yechayich. Elon must be pshan, the ratio is the Shosik, that he kept quiet. That, so in the ratio is talking about when Eidechot said you ate Chelev, and he kept quiet. So in that case, Taki is Chayev a Korban.
For the Gemara in Mitzuyos Shlomi, we hear this from the middle case. The middle case says, Eidech Odoimer, and he answers back and says, no, he's Potter. So time with the Komachish, like, why is he Potter? Because he said, I did not eat the Chalif. Abu Mashma clearly Shosik, we just kept quiet. Mishtak Chayiv, he is Chayiv a Korban. Says, so you know this din from the Rashis, what do you have to have the Rashis for? So Moses says, no, Leon Matayud Lokal Machishlei. The Rashi is talking about when Eidech said he ate Chalif, and he's not arguing back. Rokhik Ton is what the Mishnah means to say. Omru Loi, where Eidech said to Machalti Chalif, maybe Chatis. The Mishnah says in such a case, this person after being a Chatis, he ate Chalif. The Medvim, when was this said, the Shostak, and he keeps quiet. Abu Machishlei, if the person argues back and says, no, I did not eat it, Potter. Now, Umid Yeraisim Nolon, to Leimachish Leichayiv, how do we know this Chiddush Taka that from the Reish of the Mishnah, where in Eidech it says that you ate Chalif, and you do not disagree that you have to bring a Korban? The Tanur Rabban went like this. The Pasuk says, Oy Hoida Eilov Chatosai. Poshtis Mashmi, if you yourself remember and admit that you did the Chet, so you have to admit it. For Leish you do a Chayiv, and not that other people tell you about it. If somebody else tells you, maybe then you're not Chayiv a Korban. It has to be that you yourself admit it. Yoch, I would have thought to say, if so, afilu ei machishin, even a case where an Eidech says you ate Chalif, and you do not disagree, maybe then we'll see a potter from a korban. Tamulemna, the Pasuk says, o yehedu elov mikol makom, mashma, as long as you admit, Rashi says, mashma meyatzma, o yehedu elov mikol makom, anyway you know about Yechayiv. Says, so that's the DK to say that when Eidech tells you that Yechayiv the korban, lemaisa, Yechayiv the korban. So now, Pergamon says, the Mayas, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, betrain, where two Edom are telling you that you ate Chalif, for the Gemara train, where two Edom say so, V'yei Machishin, and the person does not disagree, is Kroboi. Do you have to have a special plus of teacher that is Chayiv, the Kurb Shita? That's Mamish called Hoide Love, that two Edom tell you, that's the Emes. Elolav, isn't the person like this? Elolav Bechad. The person is talking about where Neidecha told you that you ate Chalif. And still in Katani it says that Kiyei Machish Shemehem Shmamina, that if you're not Machish, that you believed. So the Chur HaShmamina, that's the Salokha, that if a Neidech it says you ate Chalif, and you do not disagree, you do not say no, that's the Lacha Tak Lameis, that Yechayiv to bring a Korban. Even though the Pasuk says a Heidah Lov, which is Mashma, you have to know it yourself, really it's Lavdach, you have to know it yourself, as long as you do not disagree. Because if an Eidech would tell you, and you disagree, then you'll be Potter. As long as you don't disagree, you admit to it, then the case is, you lost the Bichayiv or Korban.